Sif Hei Yavshus. The Mechamerov Ramov bring down two simanim for Yavshus, either Misha Kolamar Yavshavoy or Nifrach Tiferim, Farech Tiferim. There's two other shirim that are brought down in the Mishenim. One is Yud Beis Chadoshim, which is Batam Haitet, Batam Haitet Ritva, Ran. And there's another shir that the Kolamar brings down. It says that when you bend over a leaf, if it cracks, which one is considered? Which one comes first? The Kuryaka says that he's tried many times with the lula from the past year that it was not kala kala marikamari akishimo, and he said almost every single time that he bent over a leaf, it cracks. For sure, if he split apart the leaf into two and bent one over, for sure it cracks. But even when he did two together, almost all times it cracks. So according to the Kuryaka, the first yavshus would be when you bend over a leaf and it cracks. Then would come Yud Beis Chodesh. It says every time Yud Beis Chodesh, every time from last year, it always cracks. Then it would be Kala Kala Yarkas. And then the last one, you shouldn't say, is for every Kippur, and it happens only after a few years. So Magam that is brought down Lalacha, that if you want to be the thousands down, that you should be Machal, not to take a lulav which is Kala Kala Mariyaka Shabbai. If you want to be Mahavil, if you're all the Shechus, you shouldn't take one which is bends over, cracks when it bends over. Where does the Yavshus possible? So Muhammad says Yavshus possible very well, and Ramah is Moisif Shedro. The Sharatim says what's the Nachmina Shedro? Because the Bifesu says already that it's not normal that the Shedro should be dried and the olive shall be lost. And it's when you have it that just the Shedro is dry. Sharatim says Nachmina, let's say a little bit of the Shedro is dry. So if you only have a lulav which is four tefachim and a little bit of the shedra is dry, then you lost your shear. I got that most of the leaves with the lachim, but at the point where your shedra is dry, you don't have kilo lulav over there. You don't have a shear of alakrof, it would be possible. That's him. If you look at the kuryakim, you can stop it whether or not by the shedra of your mashawak. He makes this cheshbon and he says the courage which come out that you're missing a little bit, you're missing part of the shear. He says, look at the rabbi, look at your shear. No one says that. No one says that it possible the Yavshus unless it's Roiv and the Shedra. So Ken Zion, the Ramah goes to Shitasin. He says, the Ramah says Shedra, he goes to Shitasin and says that it's Lulu's not possible since it's Barefa Tipur. Once it's Barefa Tipur, it's looking at the Lashonis of the Shem. Anything that is dry, that's just crumbled, it's Kamandalasa Nami. So when it's Kamandalasa in a Kami, even if you have four Tvachim and a tiny little bit is Yavish, but it's Yavish to the point that it's Kamandalasa, it's Barefa Tipur, like the Ramah says, and if on the left, you don't have a shear. Mashenkin, if any other shear of Yavshus, Hayam, Yavish, it's not going to be possible. But you can't say that Kamanda Leslie, you don't have a shear. You still have your lulav. And it would only be possible once you have Rav and Shedra. Clear. The mission. Okay. The Kuryaka says that Makhur should only be Rav. Shailu, the Sharatin says that should be, that would even be by Mashu, with the Shedra. What's the Mashu? What's the psalm of what? If it's Kamanda Leslie, you don't have a lulav. It's not a psalm of what. They say actually, by when you get to Hadassim, there's a tzad, Rashi says, Hadassim Tafim, that there's no other by Hadassim. So why is the Yavash possible? Can you read that? It's Kamanda Leslie, you don't have a Hadassim. You don't have a lulav, you don't have a Hadassim. See that by the Mishan. That's the Shem maybe there. The Mishan Brewer is Moises, and he says that there's a psalm also when the Tiamis is in the Tiavshah. Just at the end. Hekta Chazanish, what are you talking about? The rabbi that says, all the rabbi says is, that's when you have all of the leaves are yavish, and the kiemis is lach, and the kiemis which is lach, can say, Hagam, that all the leaves are yavish. You don't see fakir from the rabbi, that if everything is lach, and the kiemis is yavish, that would pass. The third is a raya, chlor raya to Ramo, to Mishav Brewer from the Sugi of Hadas. Sugi of Hadas, the rabbi says, he says, "Vedas Rani." He says, "Kishim shereisha shulach matzil, kachereisha shuyavish poitzel." The same way that we say when you get the hadas, that when it's reisha is lach, that saves the whole entire hadas. So the same way would be fakir. If the reisha be yavish, it would pass the whole thing. So you see, he's mastering the two things. And if a lach could save, then yavish is going to pass. So Chazanish asks, you don't see it in the rabbi, but might you see the rishonim already that it makes a cheshbon. Same cheshbon that Mishnah Berurah made when you get the luv, you see already the rabbi when you get the hadas. But even if it's max for this, that's dafka in the whole tiyamis. However, the Chaim Brocha says, we saw in the Gerin, in the last half hour, the Gerin says even to be makbid for a mashu, when it gets to the tiyamis. If even a mashu of the tiyamis is yavish at the top, да не опасно. Да, да, съветвам, да се следят, он стил не опасно да си имат, пасно ваше. Да ви дойде да се следят, however, if you look at the Chazon Ish, he's not said the whole thing, but he points out on the Kluge, he says, even if you look, even the Ritzvah that said that Yovish Ramash is possible, that's Dafko when it's Yovish to the point that it's Karefet's occurrence. Same point that it's Yovish. Dafko if it's Yovish so much that it's Karefet's occurrence, so then it's Kamando Asadam, so possible Dafko next. But Yovish Be'etam, what a possible Ramash is, if it's Yovish which is not in Karefet's occurrence, Yovish which is only a little bit, in a Chanami attack would only possible. Regular thing. But if it's inspired, then it's one of us, then it's going to pass us. The Mela says the Chazanish, that let's say it just burns from the sun. Most, the Ritzvah says, the Ritzvah, when it says, the obviously says it's possible, since it's just inspired, it's inspired, so it's come on, the last Adonis will pass us next time. Once it's not possible, that's next time, then what are you saying, where the obviously passes in the team, then what are you doing wrong? He says, next time possible, next time Kofos told us, he says, this is possible in the team, this is possible in Mashiach. He says, Yovish is also possible because it's command of us, it's almost like next time. So come on, they tell us, it's down in the Hanami, it's not possible in Mashiach. Really, we're in the whole team. You have to know any time they, once you hold the team, it's when Ken's not really possible at all. So we keep going. Says the Chazanish, according to this Cheshbon, as long as it's not necessary effort to burn, if you have it, it's for probably 98% of ulavim have it at the top of the leaf are a little bit either brown or blackish or red. They get burned from nothing, the ulavim go straight up. The top of the leaf get burned from the sun. Is that a problem of Yavish or not? This is a Chazanish, because it's from the Zalman same thing. It's not a problem, it's not Be'etam Yavish. It's only Yavish because of the sun, and it's still strong because it's not necessary effort to burn. Amy Bukashu is still very strong. That's not a soul of Yavish, which is going to pop. However, the briskers are made to get a lulav which is green all the way to the top. So that's what the brisker are making about that. I'm not sure what the hiddur is, where the hiddur is coming from. Kamal Pai Yavish, then there's a din that the lulav has to be green. Or the Zekele Aveva, the Kamal Pai Yavish, the hiddur only is Zekele Aveva. I don't know, even on the din Hadar, I don't know where it would come in. What's the soul of Yavish? The only tzah to pass on Yavish, the mashu, is if it's returning, because then you pass on the next time. There's no soul of Yavish in the team of the mashu. Even the goyim that brings down the soul of Yavish with the yom is the mashu, is only because it's one of the last. So we can pass on the next time. Yavish, the same goyim, doesn't pass on the team. Show them where it's coming from. When we get to this, lachar, to this little nekud at the top, that's not green, lachar, we can still do the shari. Shuvah, we saw it says that you could paint a lulav. So zikr, it goes without saying that if your lulav is yavish midino and it's possible, it's not a tzad in the valve that you can pass on, either you can paint it and make it green. You can't be machshir something just by painting. If you have a esrog which is, it has a black dot on it, you can't spray paint it yellow and say, oh, now it's humming. It's a psul be'etzem begufa. You can't go ahead and be machshir. What they find here, Kov speaks it out. Really, Chaim Brach already speaks that out. Many hundred years before him, that it would only help us the din of he claims when he gets the hither if it even helps. He says only when he gets the din of Zekulim and Avi would help. You have a lulav which is not perfectly green and it doesn't look so nice. You want to make it look nice, you want to make it look like Shema, so you can paint it green. But in a Chanami, to be Machshir, you wouldn't be able to be Machshir. Now, if you want to know if the top of your lulav is a little bit brown, it would not possible if it's burnt from the sun, and the Chur, you'd be able to spray paint the green if you want without a problem. Make it look like Gishmak a little. But if you're a Meicher, you can't do that as he points out. What's that? Mishiech Lamariak Shemai? So Lachar Mishiech Lamariak Shemai means on the whole thing, or on Lachar Rebbe the Shedra at least. If it's a little bit losing its color. I don't know if you saw the Lulav. That we had out the dry lulav unfortunately got taken away by the Erev Rish Chedesh, the dry one got taken away, but it's 7-8 months old. It looks basically like it's Kolam Ariyaka Shabai, but not in Gansin. And Lachayel Agam that it, and once you Kolkam, you still have a little bit of color there, it wouldn't pass off that. The Bikur Yaakov says that he's tried many times on a lulav which is a year old that it wasn't Kolam Ariyaka Shabai. And the leaves broke when he bent them over. So he understood that when it says 12 years old, it's 12 months, it's still not calling him Ariyaka Shabbat. So Hagam, that it's pretty white at that point,
But maybe because if you put it back in water, it'll change. You're supposed to try that. And so as long for that, it would help to paint it. As long as it's not totally dry, and it's not much white, like the pages of Yigamon, a curry would help to paint it. White has to be mamish white, no. Mamish dry, there's no lachlokum. Not like that. It has to be mamish, no lachlokum. The color is a riot. The rabbi says that the color is a riot, it gives moisture. Because that's the biggest riot of the moisture. All the shiurim that we said when he gave the yashus were all just the rishonim were trying to don when is the color of the yash, the lachlokum shabbat. But everybody's agree that it's called the Yalkuchas, that's possible. The question is, when does that happen? Look at the Bukhari Yaakov, he says, somebody asked him the Bukhari Yaakov, he says, how come you didn't bring down the Shulchan Aruch? Nobody brings down this, the Baal Amar that the Rush brought down, and he says that it's, Kishakola Lachuchas. Nobody brings down such a shame. So if you look at the Bukhari Yaakov in the back, and it says Bukhari, he answers the back, and he says, because when does that happen? It doesn't say, no one, the Baal Amar didn't tell you when that happened. So every mission is trying to figure out when it's Kalamariyak and Shibai. Kalakala Alakufa Shibai. Going to this one when it's Kalamariyak, and this one when it's Kifan and Sayyid Nishbai, and this one when it's Kalamariyak. But everybody's trying to get to the same thing. When it, you don't have, we have no Lechus anymore, then it's possible.
It's different.
The Ravid only says, Ben Nisbari Chutzipur, and the Ravid is the one that holds the sheet, and he only says, Ben Nisbari Chutzipur, and then he says, Kalamariyak. What's that? The Shari Shuvah just tells you what you're allowed to do. What? No, I don't know if he's talking about Benegat at the top. He's talking about on the Shadri even. It doesn't look nice. So what's the stool? Doesn't look nice. Zekeli. Zekeli. And if I'm not a stool, so Zekeli at the end of the day, it boils down to Zekeli on there. That's the pay when you get the office. The Ravid, after he finishes his whole long career trying to figure out when the Yavshus is, he says it would be so great if we'd be able to come up with a time which we know for sure that it's Sol Yavshus. He says, oh, we found a time, 12 months. I don't know, but in CSO it sounds like not that way, because the Bukhari Yaakov says that he's checked ones from last year that not totally Sol Yavshus, so I don't know how that should have been. Not that it's mufrach. Could be. And Echanami, over here in Pashas, they're makbid even when it's white. When it's white, they're choshes that they're talking to lachuchas on it.
Not
that it's b'chutzurim, but they're choshes for the grain. They're choshes for the grain even when it's white. Not because they're choshes for the grain. They hold that the grain that was choshes for mashu was even when it's dry and it's not this b'chutzurim. Chazanish is not that way. And the choshes b'chutzurim and the mitzvah not that way. That's the ritva. The ritva that the grain is quoting. That's it. Sivvav, nektam reshi. What is nektam? The grain says nektam reshi means roiv ol. The Rama says, dafka be ol alanim haim tari. The Bi'ar Lacha brings down three pshatim. What's the machlokes? First pshat is either that roiv ol and alyanim means anything, any ol which goes with milam and hashed is considered roiv ol, is one of the ol and alyanim. And see the macham, you need roiv of those. And Rambam holds up to the Tiamat. The second shot is the Maimon Mordechai and Nar Shalom. They say that the Betam Machaber Masim to Rambam. Machaber is talking about color with two Tiamat, and they need Rav of those two Tiamat to knock off. And Rambam is talking about we have one Tiamat. Then he brings on Prima Gamma, talking about that it's the Machaber is that the Machaber holds that when it's color with three Tiamat, so you need Rav of those two Tiamat to knock off. However, if it would be color with one tiamis, like which is the Ramah talking about, then that one by itself would be enough to pass. The Bi'ar Lacha is mad for that. Mechlal, the whole, that Nekuda that the Prima Gamma says, that the Ramah talking about the three tiamis in, seems to be that both Acharim go, that Kokama, that you have three tiamis in, we don't reckon it to be three tiamis in, when we take the middle one, you can't have more than two tiamis in. You have two tiamis in, because then why, my chazan say you take one more than another. When you have three tiamis in, you always go with the middle one. We don't done that there's three tiamis. We only go to one. Different nekudas when you get to nektam, they say that often, maybe we could get the rule back, the on sometimes the top of the top leaf you have, and sometimes the other leaves, there's a little bit of a kite, a little bit of the kira sticks up like a needle. If that gets knocked off, that's not nektam. Because that's not nektam the ola. Nektam is only in the ola, that's not considered nektam. And b'chlal is nektam, they say you don't have to look with a magnifying glass. B'chlal you shouldn't. The whole psul of nektam is only psul in hodr. Even though it's old that there's a psul of l'kichatamu in lulav, they don't hold it against the nektam that it's l'kichatamu. The whole nektam is hodr. Come the nektam is hodr, if Shem Zalman speaks down first, he says, when people are knocked with his mamash, mashu that you can't even see, he says, b'chlal not. It has to be nikolayin that it's nektam. Let's see your mitzvah, whether or not it's nektam. So then you can look with, if you want, you can look with the magnifying glass and see whether or not it's nektam. That's why, but like a pilot look with the magnifying glass, Pasha has no tam. How much has to be nektam? Kuryakim speaks out. Really, Mr. Brewer, when he earlier had such a sad and sharp scene, Kuryakim says that it's when it's nektam rave of the Allah, then it's possible with any book. Come on, it's not nektam rave of the Allah, tainu l'rachkoi. Still attached. At least half of it is still attached. That's not a psul of nektam. And what if you have the lulav, the middle leaf that's yemis, is shorter than the rest of the leaf next to it? Generally, the yemis is the highest leaf. All alien. It's always 40. What, let's say you have the lulav is a little bit lower. Does that have a din of nektam or not? So Rishon Lezalman said, may it to make up such a psul. Never find such a psul. It's not nektam. It's not possible. Chaker, they bring down from Chaim Kanielski, he said that it's a hiddur. Gam maybe Taka doesn't look so nice. He says it's hidden because it keeps the all alien, keeps it first of all from being necklaced off because it's protected by the leaves on the side and it doesn't get dried out because it's not sticking up higher than another one. It's a hidden. Fuck cares? That's all going to get to next time when you have one leaf. What's with two TMs? So we already had it before the Mishnah Berurah is waiting for now because Pashkus is a TM in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah said when you have two TMs, he said, if it's nechlak on one of the tiyamisim, it's possible. However, you come to our sif, and he says, when it's nechlak on one of the tiyamisim, it's kosher. What's the difference? If you hold that both of them have a din tiyamis, both of them should be possible. If you hold that only one of them, so both of them should be kosher. So if you look in the makor for the mission for Kuryatim, he says this far. He says, what's the tam, the pasul, nechlak, the bach, the pasul, nechlak, one of the two tiyamisim, what's the reason? Because he reckons both of the tiyamisim to be one tiyamis. So if you reckon both the Yemis and your two Yemis, which one should you? My thought is that you pick one more than the other. They both have a din Yemis. Kokama that is Nechlaka one of them, then you have a din Nechlaka the Yemis. Your Yemis, and your two leaves, were Nechlaka. Mashenka, when it comes to Nektam, if you can reckon them to be both like one, so the Bikur Yaakov quotes the Beis David. The Beis David says that if you have one, let's say you have one Yemis, a double leaf, and one of the two sides gets knocked off, gets Nektam, he's kind of that's kosher. So it's back to the Bikur Yaakov, Ebazei. So if he has two tiyamis in, and one of them gets cut off, so since I reckon them both to be one tiyamis, so then when one gets knocked off, it's kind of as if one leaf of the tiyamis got knocked off, that's not a problem with that. That would be kosher. However, they bring down that the Beis Avod was chaser. Beis Avod said no. For some reason, Bikur Yaakov says in the back that he did not have the sefer. I could not find the sefer myself in the Eisner. He says he did not have the safe, he only saw it brought down from somebody. And they said that he was chaser. And a few chuvas later he was chaser and he said that once you have one, a leaf, a single tiyamis, that gets half of the leaf knocked off, it's possible. Because Kokamad only has one part of the leaf. It doesn't have a shame all on it. It doesn't have a shame alas. It's not considered a leaf before. A leaf that is only one panel, so to speak, doesn't have a shame leaf on it. Ebazay, then you lost the whole cheshbon of the Bikur Yaakov. However, we still have two ways to save it. First of all, if you look in the Beis David over there, brought down in the Beis David, I only saw quoted also when he says, Hagam, he himself, Hagam, that he wants to pass when you have one tiyamis that gets cut off, one of these gets cut off. When you have two tiyamis in, he says that it would be kosher. Your whole problem is when you have one tiyamis, so that's your tiyamis. So you have part of your tiyamis is not double, so it doesn't have a shame tiyamis on it at that point where it's not double. So Hagam, you have two tiyamis in. So one of the, as long as one of your teams is shalim and it's not nektam, you have a team. It's not a problem. Moreover, the Chaim Brach wants to tell you that Hagam the Beis David was chayzer, and he says that when you have one leaf, that's nektam, half of that leaf is possible. He says the Meduik in the Beis Yosef that it's not true. Without Seisus, that it's not true. Beis Yosef says, so the Beis Yosef says without Seisus, he says, don't say when Seisus is talking about his nektam and his nektam that he's all talking about says on the Afkat Tertem Rebbein, Mahal between Nitla and Nektan. He says, don't say that Tesis is all is handling one leaf and one double leaf. And the Ran is, when the Ran says two, he's talking about two parts of the same leaf. He says, don't say that the Tesis is not Masavra. In fact, the Chaim Rebracha, what do you mean? Don't say that Tesis is not Masavra. If it's true, like the base double root chayzer, then when you have a single leaf, which is Nektan part of the leaf, it's possible. So then Tesis, then Beis should have said that don't say that Tesis is talking about where you have one leaf, which is double, because Tesis says in such a case that if you have Nektan half of it, then it's kosher. And according to Beis Dov, it would be possible. If you're only talking about one leaf, and it's Nektan part of the leaf, according to Beis Dov, that would be possible. So he should have said without Tesis that the reason why I can't be talking about one leaf is because it's not sure what Tesis says. Tesis says that if it's Nektan half of it, it's kosher. And according to Beis Dov, it's not kosher. The Beis Dov understood in that Tesis that when you have one leaf, the only reason why he couldn't say in Tesis that's talking about one leaf, it's not Masavra. But me Ikra Adin, also Tesis said that when half of it's knocked off, it's kosher. So you have both of them knocked off, that maker then would be kosher, and in the Hanami next time half of a leaf is kosher. Eber day, we're back to Chedron B'Kur Yaakov. We come, you have two Jameson, and one of the Jameson is next time, then you could be makshir because it's kilo as if only half of your Jameson is next time, and that would be kosher. That's when Chazanish goes like this. Chazanish says that next time one of the Jameson is kosher. That's when Chazanish says it's going to get the Nechlecha also, not like Mishnah Berurah. But we see right, Mishnah Berurah is Mechalek, and the Bikur Yaakov is Mechalek. And so, Benegat, the next time, Mechura, without a suffix, you can be Machshir, when it's next time, one of the teams. Benegat, the Nechlecha, we have a Chazanish. But Mechura, there's a Tzvara to Mechal between Hagam, that the Chazanish is Mashva, Nechlecha, and next time, when he says the same way that if you have Nechlecha, one of the teams is in discussion, next time is also Machshir, Mechura, you can be Mechalek. Then, Nechlecha is also a Kichatamu. Kokama, that one of them is Nechlecha, you still have a Chsarn in the Kichatam. Hagam, you have another one which is not a problem. So you have a Chsarn in the Kichatam because one of your teammates is split. Mashiachin, if the whole soul is Nektam is a soul of Hodr, so Hodr, very good that one of them is cut off. But you still be Mekam, the Hodr is another one. The Kichatam is a Tmim. That's to be Kilu Shoin. Kokama, one of them is Nechlecha, it's not a Tmim. Well, if it's in Hodr, who says you need both of them to be Hodr? Kokama, that I have one of the teammates which is Hodr. That's enough, Kenzam is enough to be Hodr. That's all the Ikaradin Cheshvin, what if you have two teammates. The Chatchila, the Bach, and the Marshal, Yom Shashlema, Chaim Ibrocha, they tell him the Chatchila, you shouldn't get a Rav Shem Azalman, a guy that he said that he couldn't get one with two Tiamisin, he says he didn't take himself. They were not enough to take a little with two Tiamisin. Why? Because the Chayshu for the Shitta Zagarim. Shitta Zagarim that we saw when he gave the Nechlecha is that Nechlecha Tiamis means that if the Lulav ends with two Tiamisin, and those two Tiamisin get split, that part of the Lulav has Nechlecha Tiamis. Hey, but they say you shouldn't get a lulav like a chilo that is two tiamisin because you never know what happens. If it's split while it was on the tree originally, fine, that's kosher. If it's split afterwards, it's possible. And you have no idea when it's split. But a chilo is the choshish for the goyim. To the tree? Ah, so if it's still attached to the chanami, you gotta take the choshish. It's not what it is. If it's covered with kerr, covered with kerr, it can be in the chanami. What's that? Just the top is covered here, so keeping it from the foot. That's Sifra Benegat and Nekta. Benegat to Sif Zayin Nizdak. What is Nizdak? How much is Nizdak? How does the possible? Big Mavuch and the Pipes is exactly what the Lamaisa is. Benegat to Nizdak. The Biralach declares already in the Machaber whether or not the Machaber holds that Nezdak is Dafkir Bereval, like he says by Negeti Nektam and Echlecha, or he's Mafkim, like the Ran of Mazuik, that when it comes to Nezdak is in the Allah, I'm sorry, I don't know why it should be different. That's what he's saying is that it's Nezdak is in Allah, I'm sorry. Mazuik in Iran, Pash Mazuik in Mitzvah also, it's in Allah, I'm sorry. How much is something considered Nezdak? Levush is Torah on the side of the Shulchan Aruch says, he's writing this, he's warning the Olam, because most people don't know this. Anytime that you have a Nechlecha, very problem that you have a Nechlecha of your Tiamis, it's a problem of Nizdak. It can't be every time, because then there would be no difference between Nechlecha and Nizdak. It's very common. Why? Because as soon as it gets split a little bit, it's Nirakishtayim. Nirakishtayim passes. Prima Gadim says, come on, the same thing. Tzarek Lizor Vizorahad. Moir. Moir Tzarek Lizor Vizorahad. So I know that they understood, Pashas is the way that the Mishnah Berurah goes, supposed to live in Shusrod. As long as it's Nechlecha a little bit at the top and it's near Kishtayim, you pass it off to Nizdak. That being the case, we're in serious trouble. However, Masham, that was photocopied, the Dash Lame, the Dash Terim, He says two things that help us out over here. First of all, he's chelik, he holds that, let's say the two leaves are split, and it's nirei kishtayim. But when you put it down on the table, you lie it down, the pressure of the leaves pushes down one on another, and they come together, says that's not nizak. Nizak is not when two things that are separate, and they can't come together. But if you put it down, and the leaves come together, that's not a problem with nizak hamnik. That's the first thing that he says. The second thing that he says, is that even if it doesn't come together, that dafka, the only psul of nizak, is dafka when it's near a kishtayim. I knew that it's point no sudden. He actually says that it goes out and then it goes up straight. He says, well, however you're going to learn it, he says the hemnik is something which is a kli which goes out to the side. Either it's a compass or it's a fork of some sort that they used to have. Something that goes out to the side. But maybe that's only going to possible if your leaves, not because the leaves, if you're able to see air in between the two leaves, it's not going to possible if it's a hemnik. But only if it goes off to the side. Where does it get this from? If you look at the Mishnah, everybody just says near Kishtayim. So Chazanish, Rosh Hashanah, they also went with this Malach, and they said, if you look at all the pictures, they say, look at the pictures of Yishenim, all the pictures of Yishenim, it's a V, it's a Y, the Tzad and the Tzadi, it's something that goes off to the side. No one's drawn straight two lines. That doesn't pop out in his academic. And Makari, that's the Mechuga, it's a compass, it's something, it's a Kli, that's what a Hemnik is. A Hemnik is something which goes off to the side. Chazanish is the picture. So, Vinigeta, I have the pictures here, I can show afterwards. Vinigeta Hemnik, I just asked the Rav actually on Friday to try to go through all the pictures of me to decide what's considered Hemnik, what's not considered Hemnik. Most of the place can go with this Mahalat, that if you put it down and it comes together, that's not considered a problem. Truth is, the Rav already says such a sprach, and Talmud Daim, he says that it's near a Kishtayim, the inner Yochal is covered. It's not down like Lachov, we know it basically doesn't go down. He says the inner Yochal is covered. And it has to be that when you put it down, it doesn't come together. And also they find out if it's pointless sudden. But if once it's pointless sudden, then it passes even a filo b'mashu. It's not going to be, there's no, even the Bir Lacha says that's a taz, the taz says an echo taz, but tefas, when it comes to nizdak, it's going to be even b'mashu. That's one nizdak. There's another nizdak you have to be chayshish for. The Magen Avraham says, what's nizdak? It says, Lashon the Magen Avraham is, the olim that are next to the tiyumis, they split. What does that mean? It seems that the Bir Halacha learned that the Sharatian learned that means the mamash kibtusa, that the leaves that are next to the tiyumis, they split like a hemnik. They open up. And Mimele says you have to be very careful when you're checking a lulav that you don't open the leaves that are next to the tiyumis. You're trying to check the tiyumis. Be careful when you're checking the tiyumis, they don't open the leaves that are next to the tiyumis. From there, it's also mashma that he holds that it's like the Mevushet Torah, that any little bit that opens is going to make it a hemnik. Because if not, what are the chances that when you're opening the leaves next to the side of the tiyumis, they're going to be pointed with sudden? The mamash going to be pointed with sudden? You have to be a chayshin, you're going to open that, it's going to be an echotah. And it'll look like two, but that should be pointed with sudden? Who said? You have to be a chayshin expression. The second shot in the Magen Avraham is brought down, as the Bikur Yaakov brings down, the Prima Gadol brings down, that it doesn't mean that the leaf next to the tiyumis split. It means in between the leaf next to the tiyumis and the tiyumis, the shedra itself split. That's not what's our tiyumis. Betzim, the Bikur Yaakov says, well, that's really Rebbeinu Yerucham. That's Shadr Rebbeinu Yerucham. That's where the Magen Avraham is coming from. The shell is, though, what compels the Magen Avraham to say such a thing? If you look in the Prima Gadol, it seems that the Magen Avraham was bothered by that the Ramah and Siv Gimel says, the Nechlo Katiyumis is a filu b'mashu. That being the case, the Nechlo Katiyumis is a mashu, so how do you ever have a school of Nizdak? It's always Nechlo. Before you get the Nizdak, it's always Nechlo. So, the Rishenim really take care of this problem. They say, it means the rough point. Nizdak means the rough point. If you hold Nizdak, Nechlo is the mashu, so Nizdak means the rough point. In fact, Emek Rafa, Emek Zayn, what's the Magen Avraham? Look at the response around, it's not like you say. They say it means the rough point. However, Chorib Shah and the Magen Avraham is that they're very good, that's what the Rav says, but he's saying Shah and the Ramah. The Ramah over here is different, that means the rough way. The Ramah doesn't mention a word that we're talking about the rough way. So Ramah, that she tells the Ramah, Siv Gimel says, Nechukaz B'mashu. Over here, he's going into the Yemis, La'arkam. So how does he understand? So Melo, the Magen Avraham was stuck. Says, Vaisai, so he's like the Ben Yerucham. That means, Nizdak is in the Shedra. That's the Makar of her. The Taz learns not that way, the Taz learns that it means going to all El Yerucham. The Chari Pashas learned. He learned the Ramah when he said instead of Gimel to be Choshish B'mashu, that's a Chash B'mashu. Because you pass like that, La'alacha, the Ikir HaDin, it wasn't passed like that. But mainly, you don't have to be Choshish, because in economy, you want to know Nizak, what's Nizak? Nizak is going to have shikas roughly. So you want to know how possibly Malacha? Nizak means no lo yoyna. If you can be choish for that shita, you should be choish for Nizak roughly also. But on that, you don't have to be choish. Kuryakov says better to be choish for this Magen Avraham. It's not so common to be choish for have a Nizak in the Shedra. Because another one, the other pshat of the Magen Avraham, the Sharatin, is maybe a little more common, is be careful when you're checking a little, the Sharatin points out that you don't make a Nizak in the leaves next to it. That is Siv Nizak. Siv Chet is Kovit. Two pshatim. Yishlei kemin koitzi, misha jolsei, eishe nitzmas v'nichta. It's really two pshatim in Kovit, which is really telling two gyrtois. Is Kovit with a chot, or is Kovit with a kuf? Kovit with a kuf is like a koit. Kovit with a chot is Kovit nitzmas, which means like shriveled up. Kuryakov says, since it's a suffix, it's either one or the other, it's not both. So he says, Mamil, if you have two lulavim, one is nechvat, and one has kaitim in it, you take them both, you get some nonafsham. And he says on the second day of Yom Tov, where it's only din derabanan, even if you take one, you get sent to the Safi derabanan with lulav. Zigzag, they have, sometimes on the top of a lulav, they have the top leaf, or leaves, just at the top, they zigzag back and forth, like a shalshalim. What's the soul over there? So everybody tiny is a son of soul. That's not nechvat. That's not considered shrivel. Shrivel is in the whole world. It's not a little bit. Whenever you're looking at Tasha's Alaminum from Michil Becher Stern, he tiny that maybe that's a soul of nechvat. Maybe that's a soul that possible.
What does that do with
the shell?
The
shell is what's
the
shell? The shell is what's nechvat? Who says nechvat means because it's dry? The Yad Gufa, if you're going to say, if Nechvat Pasul, it's a din and dry, then how do you ever get the Yavish? That's Bukur Yaakov. It says, Ken, then that's why the Ram didn't condemn Nechvat Gufa. You see from Yavish that's not Gufa. But, Ken, then it's even if it's not. But in Cheshbon Lachar, I didn't understand. First of all, Mamanavshach. It's a Svek Beka, first of all. Who says that the Girsa is Kovit? Maybe the Girsa is Kovit, maybe the Girsa is Kovit. And even if it's Kovit, who says that Kovit Pasul just over there, maybe Kovit Pasul in the whole world. Current Svek Veka, it's a Masher. But I want to say even more. The whole Tzad, Pasul, Kovit, in the Ola El Yerno, is that if you hold the Hain of the zigzag, if you hold that the Psul of Kovit is in the Ola El Yerno. Who says such a thing? The Ritva, when the Ritva, the Ram, they say that Psul Pasul, they say, the Ritva speaks to them first. He says, Hagam that I'm telling you next to the Pasul in the Ola El Yerno of Mashu, that's only something which Pasul in the Ola El Yerno. But everything else, all the other people in the world, don't pass on the Olal Yerno, except for Kofuf and Tadim. And Yavish, which is like Nektam. Who says that Kofuf is a still in the Olal Yerno Mechal? And for sure, the Pasul of the Mashu. I don't know where it comes from, the Mimach or such a thing Mechal. If it's zigzagging and you have a Hemnik, then you're Pasul of Hemnik. In Echonami, they pointed out. Sometimes it's zigzagging, it's a Hemnik, you have to be careful. But after zigzag Shabbat, we reckon it to be covered. So who says that covers Pasul of the Olal Yerno Mechal? And Pasul Mashu. I don't know where it comes from Mechal. And even if you say that it does, the third, so you have a Svek Veka to be Mashu. I'm not sure what it's about.
What is that?
Covered for the Kof means that there's Kamin Kaitan that are coming out. What does it look like? If you want to go to any tree, the bottom of the lulav, all the way at the bottom, has Kaitan coming out. So it depends how big your lulav is. If you cut it off too low, you'll have Kaitan coming out at the bottom. No, you could say down the off if you want. Could be that they have other lulavim that's just on any lulav, I think, just about. Could be that there are other lulavim that have kaitim on it. That's when you get to kovitz, when you get to magol. So the Beis Yosef already akum kamagol. The Beis Yosef pointed out, it's really Gemara. Mishnah Berurah pointed out, Lachar, that's what they're pointing out. That the only time that a pasul is akum is dafka when it's kamagol. Akum that's a little bit bent, doesn't pasul. When it's, however, the Shari Shuv already points out, it says that Hagam that there's a suffix in the what the Girsa is. Is the Girsa in the Gemara Lo Yishonu Ela Lefanov Pasul but Lacherv Briyasi is Kasher? Or is Lo Yishonu Ela Lacherv but Lefanov is Briyasi? Basically, to bring it down. It says to be Yosi from this Shaila, it shouldn't be Akum at all. Lacherv would mean it shouldn't be Akum at all. It means it shouldn't be Akum like a Magal, either to the front or to the back. If Hagam is not Akum like a Magal, that's a Pasul with this one. Lachar is the same thing with the Stavim. Stavim is only going to pass like a Magal. The Gemara declare. What's Akum the Stavim? So, Is it the fun of Elachar? Elachar is only going to pass on this commandment. However, if you look in the Chaim of Bracha, it brings down one of the Yidurim for Elulah is that it should be Yashar Kamoy Sharvin. It should be like a scepter, like a straight, like a stick. Depending on what stick you have. Where such a Makar, where such a Hidur comes from, I'm not sure. Speaking to somebody who's passing, so any time that it's pointed a little bit, that's Kilu the color of the Magal. That's the Psalm. I got my second, it's never going to come to Magal, but it should be straight as an arrow in front. That's Meikra Adin. That's Lechur Meikra Adin is stopped when it's a Magal, and the Marsham points out, he says that let's tell them that the Gemara is a Suffolk, whether or not it's Telefon of the Flacher, that stuff goes on the first day, Suffolk Dara is Lechumna. But if it's the rest of the day, Lechur, you go Suffolk Dara Bana, Suffolk Dara Bana Lechum. But Meikra Adin, it's come on impossible if your Lulav goes a little bit this way, a little bit that way, it's totally in of the only person I saw bring it down is the time of Bracha. Makar, that means until 150 years ago there was no such makar for such a thing before, as far as I know. But it is a hither, Al-Khur al-Zakil Mahveu, and it's a little bit off to the side. It's hard to pass that even video, even with Hapil. But that's when you get to Akhuf. When you get to Kofuf, Siftet, there's a basic shayla. What is Kofuf? The Ramah says the Mechaber says Kofuf means Kofuf Bereshe is possible, but Dafka Kishe Jiras Di Kofufo, but all of Kofufin is not a problem. Then the whole school of Kofuf is Dafka Bereshe, the Dafka B'Shejus, but Kofuf in the Olin doesn't pass. Take the Kappa Smarm, if you tell me that Kofuf is in the Olin, then I understand the difference between Okum and Kofuf. Okum is in the Shejra and Kofuf is in the Olin, but if you're telling me that Kofuf is in the Shejra also, what's the difference between Okum and Kofuf? Dr. Atayyid says, Okum is in the middle of the Shedra. The entire Shedra bends like a Magal. That's Pasul of Okum. Kofuf is in the top of the Shedra. The top of the Shedra bends over. It says another difference would be, since Okum is in the entire Shedra, so if it's Okum the Fono, it's Pasul, Okum Akhar, that's the way it grows. Even the entire Shedra bends, that's the way that it grows. Kofuf, whether it's bending forward or whether it's bending backward, it's going to pass off. Because Kofuf means the Shedra is straight, just the top of the Shedra bends over. The top of the Shedra bends over forward or bends over backward, it's going to pass off. How much? Bending over passes means them too. I don't know if it means to the side, we're going to see when we get to the oven what the. How much Kofuf is. That's going to get to just the Pasha Taich and what Kofuf is. Now, what is Kofuf? The Mishnah Berurah says, "Takum we pass in the oilum is noyeg," like the Mechaber says, the kofuf in the shedra doesn't pass on. The kofuf in the olam doesn't pass on. That's the minig oilum. But he's Messiah, ayin shari shuva. Look at the shari shuva. He says, "It's very nice, fine, and dandy that the Rosh says oyav hanilatus b'zev yoyse." That is, the Rosh likes using the lulavim that have a knapple on them, that the olam bend over a little bit. He says, but there are other people that hold loy dai sheni min amukva l'sheni yitzibay. There's people that hold that. Besides, forget that it's not Mahudur, you're not Yitzhi Yechiv Bakal. The Ram Pashtus, the Ratzval, they both say that we don't really know why it should be Kashim, if it's Kofuf and Olam. That's when it gets Halacha. To be Eva Zay, I don't know. Lachar is Zichr, we did a Hidr, like the Mishnah Berurah says in Tafish and Vav, and to be Macha for such a thing. I don't know why you take a Knepel. If there's such a tzad that one of the shir, in Echanami, the Mechaber brings down Halacha, that's how we go. But it seems maybe even more Rishayin, the Ritzvah, the Ram, they're conscious that even with the Evid it's no good. So Lechur, I don't know what the tzad is that you can take a Knappel. Those people that take a Knappel, Lechapchil, that's the Rosh. But Kokamdi, you have other Rishayin that hold that, even with the Evid it's not good. It's not, we're not handling when it gets to Yosha Keshar, which should be perfectly straight, when it gets to Hidr, it's Akinim Aveh. We're handling things which are Makiv Yafilu with the Evid. So I don't know what the status of the Knappel, but there's Rabban Bethaven that take it. It's hard to say not that way. Something interesting, the stipler used to take two lulav. He used to take a regular lulav straight, and then he used to take another lulav that had a Knappel on it. And he said, to be Yetzi Lechi, the Oyev Ani Bozeh, Lotzis Bozeh B'Yetzi over the Rosh. I didn't understand Bechlal, because of Manusha. I presume the stipler, when his first lulav was closed at the top. First people brought him lulav, and he said, we're going to have all gorgeous lulav, and we just have to pick one. Close to the top. So what's your more hidden? The reason why the Rosh says that it's Oyev and Yisrael, the lessons of Zeb Yisrael, is why? It's because the fact that it's a Knepel helps it that it doesn't open Mechal. It's not open. So if we're coming that my Lulav is not open Mechal, so then what's the bigger hindrance having? Elamaiko, it's not going to open even on a later date. That would be Chayshish for Nebis Ani. We have to be Chayshish for the beginning. Whole side of the Chayshish. If it's open a little bit, it's open more. If it's not open at all, the date is to be open a little bit. Where does such a hindrance come from? That's one that the Kudah. Another Kudah is that there's a Sechar and Halak of Chayim. There's a Vusr of Chayim that they say when they get a Sregan. They say if somebody has two Sregan, Shimr of Chayim, it's brought down in a different place, because Kedish, it seems that the Chayim brings it down. I don't know if it's printed anywhere in time. Person has two Esregim. One is kosher for sure, let's say Yichus for wine. One is kosher for sure, but it's not so hader. And one is hader, but it's a suffix whether or not it's kosher. So, Zakat Chaim, if you're going to take them both, take the one which is hader first, and not the one which is vade kosher. Why? Because if you take the one which is vade kosher first, which is not hader, then you're ready to get your chiyuv. You're ready to get your mitzvah, and then you're taking your effort, which is hadar, and you're not sure if it's kosher, so you're doing kilo just a hiddur just by itself. The mitzvah you're already eating. So now you're taking an effort by itself, a hiddur. There's no such thing as a hiddur by itself. You can't spot the hiddur from the mitzvah. The hiddur goes zam with the mitzvah. So how many ready to eating mitzvah? So you're ready to eat mitzvah, you don't have a hiddur by itself. So mainly you take the hadar one by itself, if you eat there, so what? Matay manayim. You had a kosher effort with the hiddur. And if you weren't Yetzis, then you'll be Yetzis with your other one. Chorus, Mavur, the disciple did not hold the Yetzis, such a thing. The disciple took another Lulav to be Yetzis, Chiv of Hidr, afterward. So, can then, with the staff coming to get Yetzis, not Lulav, Kansa Shmuz, but the Korakej, the Frank, says, Beth was Machagit Hashem. And in the Chalami, in the Rambam, we want to tie in Chaim, which is healthy. And the Rambam wants to find that you can't spot it, and he says it's Machlokes Rishonim. But again, it's Tzitzin She'ena Ma'akim by Mila. Tzitzin She'ena Ma'akim by Mila. You don't go back on Shabbat. The Torah holds you go back on Tzitzin She'ena Ma'akim, and the Rambam holds you don't go back on Tzitzin She'ena Ma'akim. So we find that that's the Machlokes. The Torah holds that it's shy to do a hiddur even without doing a mitzvah. Hagadah, you already have a bris mila. You already have a kind of mitzvah. But shy to go back to Tzitzin She'ena Ma'akim after the hiddur shabbat. The Rambam says, no, there's no reason to go back to the Tzitzin Akim. You already finished the mitzvah. There's no such thing as a hidden. It's the chain of Akim. It's not part of the mitzvah. I'll tell you, you're not even kind of a hidden. And if he wanted a dan, he wanted to say, he's not going to end. But he says, Ken Zain over here, I'm going to get to Esther, that even the Rambam is going to be Maskim. Why? Because over there, you're just doing a hidden by itself. You first did the Maitha Milo, and then you did the Tzitzin, which is just a hidden by itself. Here, you're doing the whole mitzvah of the lulav again. You're taking the lulav and esrog again. You're doing the whole ma'aseh mitzvah. So you can start the hiddur to the ma'aseh mitzvah to make it one ma'aseh mitzvah. You're not doing just the hiddur by yourself. You're doing the whole ma'aseh mitzvah again. Yeah, and the kalami always needs to make hiddur before him. But Ken Zayn, for coming that I'm doing the whole mitzvah together, I can be ma'aseh of a hiddur together with the ma'aseh mitzvah. Shkirach. Hadas, Bezat Hashem, and next week, starting with Allah. Bezat Hashem, Yisrael.